doing?
Hello, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? Good. How different is your week down there with getting ready for Matt Cassel instead of Tom Brady?
The week hasn't really dramatically shifted. Obviously things are going to change in terms of the style, his style versus Tom's style, and you can never really replace a player of Tom's caliber. But I think that offensive system is loaded and very efficient. I thought that Matt came in and did a great job and hitting the 51-yarder from backed up shows how confident they are in him. And then touchdown to Moss, 13 for 18, 112 quarterback rating. I thought Matt did a really good job. And knowing Matt from being there, I know how hard he's worked in his role as a backup. So I assume he'll be extremely efficient.
Eric, do you have to gear your offense toward what Brett Favre can do, or does Brett Favre have to gear his game to what your offense is?
Well, what we try to do each week is be able to play to our strengths and be able to attack our opponent's weaknesses. And one of the things that we've focused on and worked with Brett on is trying to incorporate all the different things that we'd like to do in terms of going into a game plan. Obviously, he was behind when he came in terms of the overall playbook, but you never use the whole playbook going in any given week anyways, and then you focus on the plays that you're going to run that week. And there's been some give and take in terms of terminology, but it's been positive. There's so many of our ex-players that at other teams that we needed to change some of the wording anyways, and that was something that was lined up to do prior to the start of the season.
So in layman's terms, it's basically a mixing of philosophies. Your philosophy goes toward him a little bit. His philosophy has to go toward you.
Yeah, and the one thing that with as many years as Brett's played, he's pretty much seen all the different concepts. He's there for the invention of the forward pass. I mean, he's played so long that the words may be a little bit different, but he's been exposed to a lot of it, a lot of things that we do, and I'd say 90% of the things that we do, maybe there's a few things that are a little bit different. It's just how you call it and how you get to it.
How about the chemistry with him and Coles, with Lavernius having missed a lot of time, and I know he only had one catch in the opener. How's that working?
It's been, I think their relationship since Brett has gotten here has been really good. And obviously Lavernius was very close to Chad and I respect that and Brett respects that. But Lavernius has been fantastic, and it's not a function of, him comparing the two quarterbacks. He's been extremely, good working with Brett, and as we get him on the field more and more, I think the timing and the on-field chemistry will continue to improve as well.
Coach, when it comes to working with Brett, what's been the biggest surprise for you?
I didn't have any set expectations going into it. Obviously, respected him tremendously as a player. Didn't know him that well as a person. Got to know him. One of the things that's been very impressive is his approach and his daily approach. He studies extremely hard, and a good example is I was talking to the team and went through the special teams keys last week to win the game, and then the next day I asked Brett what they were, and he was able to rattle them off without any problem. He's a guy that on outside runs or reverses or any of those types of plays, he wants to get out in front and lead the pack. He works with the show team guys to make sure that they're giving the best look possible. He's getting together with the defensive guys. He's not, solely focused on offense. He's just a down-to-earth guy, and for such an impressive resume, it's easy to understand why he's been so successful for so long and such a good teammate.
How's the new look offensive line working? You guys spent a lot of money on it in the offseason. You happy with way Allen and Damian are meshing?
I think Allen and Damian have been great. I think they've been great both in terms of what they personally can do on the field, but also in terms of their contributions in the room, their work with some of our younger players, the way that they've meshed. Allen got voted as one of our captains, which gives you an indication of his relationship with the rest of the team. It's a pretty hard thing to do. And I think that Bill Callahan has done an excellent job as well. The guy's been a head coach in the league, head coach in college football, an offensive coordinator, and he sees things from a big picture perspective, but yet is a great technician with the offensive line and the little details. And both those things have shown up on the field.
Eric, without Brady being there, does that at all change how you defend Moss? It just seemed like they had such a symbiotic relationship.
I'll tell you what, Moss is tough to cover regardless of who's throwing him the ball. And the best example is the 51-yarder that he caught, you know, there when they're backed up. And he's an explosive, explosive player that, Tom and he had a great chemistry, but I can't imagine he's going to be that much less explosive now.
What Dwight Lowry, the rookie, do you think he's going to start again in week two? And how would you grade his performance in week one?
I thought he did a really good job, and I think that he has a very good perspective on things in terms of understanding that this is a higher level, but at the end of the day, it's just football, and it's the things that he's been doing his whole career extremely well. And having Geno start as a rookie and Asante play as much as he did early on, other rookies that I've been a part of who started, Revis, things like that, there's a lot of similar characteristics in terms of the approach to the game.
Hey, Eric, do you take anything from having been around Castle when he was a rookie, and maybe Daboll having been around him for a couple of years?
There's some familiarity there, but guys change and guys grow and they develop. And I think a good example of that is, you know, Tom's growth from his rookie year to his second year, and even Brett Ratliff here, who really struggled as a rookie calling a play in the huddle. And then when he did get a play out, usually he fumbled the snap. And now a year later, he's like a different guy. And I think that's true with a lot of players. If you just keep working at it and plugging away, there's going to be tremendous growth. And I think Matt's grown quite a bit.
Speaking of growth, Eric, what kind of growth have you seen from Vernon Golston from the preseason to now?
Well, Vernon was a little bit behind the eight ball because of the NCAA rule. He couldn't come in until his class graduated, so he missed almost all the OTAs. And then he was a little bit late coming into camp, so he missed some time there. And I think that's why Dustin Keller's further ahead than he is, because of sheer reps and experience. The one thing that I like about Vernon is he is building, and each week I see some real progress, and it's going to take time with any rookie, and especially when you're making a position change from having your hand in the dirt to standing up.
How much does Chris Jenkins alter your run defense?
I thought Chris did a really nice job against Miami. He's a big, powerful man that's athletic, and he does a nice job finishing on plays. I was really happy with what he did in the middle this past game, and also some of the things that we talked about in terms of what they were going to try to do against us, and his awareness of those things, I was happy with as well.
You've gone from a team that was 4-12 last year and is in the same city as the Super Bowl champions, suddenly having a Hall of Fame quarterback and having the best player, arguably, in football in your division out of the picture now. That's a pretty meteoric rise in terms of how people perceive you from the outside. Have you had to address that with your team, to talk about how expectations have ramped up so much and how you deal with that?
No. No, one of the things that we consistently talk about, and did it my first year, talked about it my second year, and really talked about it my third year, is that it's not really about external factors and external expectations, and I appreciate the excitement, I appreciate all those things, but what matters is what we do collectively, and I've seen that over and over again throughout my time in the NFL, where expectations have no correlation to results, but what does have a correlation is focus and work and preparation.
What do you guys take from the end of that game against Miami and being able to kind of hold off Pennington at the end?
There are a lot of things that we need to improve on, and I was pleased with the win. But there are a lot of things situationally that we could do better. And that's always a consistent challenge when you win, to make sure that you don't gloss over the things that need to get taken care of. Just like when you lose, you don't harp on things more than they need to be harped on. The key thing is consistency and getting the corrections made so that the next week you're better prepared when those situations come up.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.